Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. This morning, we had to look at dodgeball and find out, like, are they still playing dodgeball in junior high and high school?
Yeah, it's morphed into target ball. We learned it is something called, like, potty chaser.
Yeah, flush the toilet on my
toilet
tooth.
Tag.
Something weird. We also found out that many of you, including us, have locked yourself out of the house, the car, the camper, just all manner of things.
Yes, and some really got lucked out. In fact, they were like miming to their toddler. Imagine that.
And you got attacked by bees.
Bees!
Bees! The bees are here. It's summertime in Chicago, and bees are coming. So get ready for that and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Taylor Swift will be in Chicago Friday, Saturday, and Sunday performing live at Soldier Field. Chicago will be Taylor Swift Central, the capital of the United States, for one weekend. And she's going to be here. Now, we have your tickets 1 hour from now. This is the last stretch. This is it. We're coming up on it. This is the end of it. This is like you're throwing a wedding and you're waiting for five RSVPs and the caterer is calling and saying, no, how many? We need to know right now. We're like, well, wait, we have to give them away first. So hang on. 1 hour from now, your next chance to qualify to win those tickets to see Taylor Swift. She's one of the biggest stars on the planet, and often stars tend to find one another. So Taylor has had other people join her on stage at her concerts. Now, recently on this tour, Marcus Mumford of Mumford & Sons. On other tours, she's had all manner of celebrities. Selena Gomez, Julia Roberts, Matt LeBlanc. I mean, everybody from singers and songwriters all the way down to just like a guy from Friends. Anybody could show up on stage with Taylor Swift. So who do we think will show up on stage with her in Chicago? Now, we've got a lot of options here. Some Chicago-centric, some not. For example, 630 Will Ferrell.
Oh, okay.
Be nice.
Kind of fun. Yeah. Will Ferrell is sort of becoming the Bill Murray of his generation.
Right. Totally.
And you know what I mean?
And he was here in the Midwest for that documentary thing he's working on.
That's
so
correct.
So it could be like a follow-up or, you never know.
He also did those Milwaukee's Best beer commercials out of nowhere.
That's
where
right.
He just did like local access beer commercials because he just does stuff like that. Now, more local tied 224, Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
That's got a nice chance of happening.
Yeah, okay.
The 630, hey, he's all over with those dumb billboards. Erlacher.
Man.
Can you imagine if he came out and every screen was one of his O'Hare?
Yeah.
He's like, I didn't know who this guy is, but on my ride in from the airport, I kept seeing signs. I thought he must be big.
I assume he's a massive star.
Right.
And what great hair.
Exactly.
815 is dreaming for Weird Al Yankovic on stage in Chicago.
That'd be awesome.
Why not? That'd be kind of fun. 219, the opposite of Erlacher, Aaron Rodgers. Now, we just saw him at MetLife Stadium in New York, so, hard to say.
If he's following her around, we have another story.
Right.
Yeah.
847, I just like the way they wrote this. Fallout Boys.
All of them.
Any of them.
Yeah, pick
any of them, one of them. A 949, I'm going to go with hologram of Michael Jackson. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. 847, I'm going to go with real life Kanye West.
I don't know.
Watch out.
I'm not sure.
A bunch of people had said this one. This is a surprise to me. A bunch of people. Hey, this guy's from Wisconsin, so he could show up. Bon Iver.
And if she had
Marcus Mumford, she's in that vibe.
They have a song together on the on one of those albums that I like.
Now, this one came in a lot as well from a 708, a 773, 847, a 312. How about a little Eddie Vedder?
That's actually not out of the realm.
That could work.
Yeah.
I think he has a room at Soldier Field, right? Just
and
like
then
he does
Chelios
at Wrigley.
Would be with him somewhere.
That's definitely true.
Yeah. Something to consider.
There's a Cusack somewhere.
Yeah, watch out.
David Schwimmer knocking on the door. Hello.
Hey, come on. Cusack's in the background writing an angry tweet. Like, oh.
Like these semi-Chicagoans, you know what
exactly
I mean?
Exactly right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Could happen. Other options in here, 219, nobody cares, all caps, okay.
Wow. Somebody cares?
Well, somebody cares.
That is inaccurate.
219, Taylor Swift can do anything. It's Taylor Swift, so I'm going to go with Jesus himself.
Wow.
That's bold, but that's fair. She can do anything.
I don't know if he can get tickets.
If you can't get Jesus, get the next.
What's the last name again? I don't see you on this list.
Come on, Dad.
Everybody's asking their parents for tickets.
Dear Dad, I want these tickets.
Maybe for your birthday. That's not till December, Mom.
Dad, damn it. I just want these tickets.
Oh, my God.
773, if you can't get Jesus, get you some Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, man.
Tying into the WWE. Hey, this guy tours with WWE. What about Bad Bunny?
He tours with WWE?
Yeah, he's like, he wrestles now regularly.
And he's really good.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
Oh, my.
773, my mom is really hoping it'll be Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg. Okay, I like that one.
Yeah, that'd be a story.
847, how about some sticks?
Oh, yeah.
But also nice. Be a story. Come right? Sail away.
Yep.
She does have these odd, like, old classic rock. Like, for example, I know she loves Summer of 69 and has played it on stage with Bryan Adams. And I know she loves Bette Davis Eyes and has played that also. So just random old classic rock songs. She's a fan of some of them.
It could happen. If she, maybe she goes New Kids on the Block. 708, Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh,
is
okay.
Is there a Danny Wahlberg? Because this says Danny Wahlberg, and I thought, well, maybe he has a cousin.
Combining two of the new
guys. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
And finally, a lot of people texted this one. I don't know where he is on his tour, because he's going to be here July 29th. But hey, what about Ed Sheeran? They have this song together, which we all know was a massive slow song. Mm-hmm. And finally, many people saying, what about the Big O, Oprah?
Oh,
could
my
be Oprah
gosh.
Or Olivia Rodrigo. Either one of the Big O's could show up.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Nikki, get out of the way. Sorry.
That's the sound.
That is the sound.
And then like, you get like rug burn.
Yeah,
like, how do I get rug burn on my face?
There'd be that pause, then you hear one kid go,
there's no crying.
And then the coach would point at that kid and be like, dodgeball. It was a quintessential part of childhood. Y'all had learned at some point, if you don't get out of the way, you're going to get pelted with a ball. So are you still playing dodgeball? Let's find out with middle school. That's where we're going to start. Hi, Scott. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Yeah, so I've been a PE teacher for about 21 years. And when we first started out, we could play dodgeball. Then it changed. And there's ways around it. If you call it something different, like target ball. But I play right?
So that they wouldn't go home and say we played dodgeball. What did you guys play? Target ball. Yeah. What does that mean? We went to a target and threw balls at each other.
We target somebody's face and throw a ball as hard as we can at it. Perfect.
Well, we are the target.
I play the best game ever invented. It's called 8-base kickball. You play it inside. You got big mats. And you have to run around like a normal game, but then you have to reverse. Go the opposite direction, and the only way you get out is if somebody catches the ball or you get hit with it. So, and they absolutely love playing 8-base kickball. Best game ever.
That kind of reminds me in a weird way of Top Gun Maverick when they play double-side football where they're playing offense and defense at the same time. So you just have kids kind of in organized chaos playing 8-bag kickball.
8-base, you can have as many kids on one base. They can steal anytime they want to steal. I mean, the rules are just awesome for them.
That's hilarious.
They absolutely love it. Yeah, it's cool.
And you can still get pegged.
Yeah, right?
The only way you get out is if the ball's caught or you're getting pegged.
We actually have audio of Scott yelling at one of the students.
Oh, no, it happened. How did I get out? Coach Scott, help.
And now we go from middle school to high school. Hi, Jordan. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Jordan, you're a high school PE teacher. Is dodgeball still happening?
So dodgeball is not happening because it's kind of like, quote unquote, a banned activity.
Okay.
Because of targeting.
Yep.
But I did go to our state conference back in December, and there was a section, I kid you not, called Dodgeball Addicts Anonymous. a bunch of alternatives to dodgeball where you're targeting objects and not necessarily people. So we could still play dodgeball in that way.
Oh, so you would just put like a cone or something in the middle and it would be like throw it at the cone.
Exactly.
But then yeah, maybe one of the kids wears the cone on their head.
Right.
Yeah, throwing it at the cone, but you know.
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of like that.
When you really, you just have to get the dodgeball out.
Yeah, you can't say it. Can't play it. No way.
Now, Jordan, level with us. As a high school PE teacher, have you ever witnessed a dodgeball or a, are we calling it target ball, injury?
You know what? I have. I've had kids get hit in the face and, like, not on purpose, of course, mm-hmm. but, like, nothing major, you know.
Yeah. Not on purpose, meaning you couldn't prove that the kid
right,
was
exactly.
targeting the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So I'm sorry, Principal. The cameras in the gym were off at that point. Very odd.
The Morning Mix Podcast.
You locked yourself out. Everything was going great. You were having a fun day. Maybe you're out in the backyard playing with the kids. Mm-hmm. In the winter once, I do this thing where when I, now our cars, you know, a lot of cars have the keyless entry thing. So often what I'll do is I'll take my car key off the ring and I'll leave all those other keys, like the house keys, I have keys for here, in the glove box, and I'll just have my car key with me, and the car's all locked up. I did that once in the winter, and I walked out of our garage, separate from the house, detached. It locked, but it was like 20 degrees outside, so I no longer had the keys to get in the house, and I was holding our baby.
Oh.
So I was like, uh-oh. Yeah. So I kicked down the door to our garage, the pedestrian door, and that's when I was like, you're a man.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Finally happened, you know? Finally happened, but, you know, what can you do? You got locked out. It happened to you. And you had to do anything to get in. Let's find out. Hey, Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Scott, you got locked out?
Oh, many times. I lock myself out constantly. I have like those locks, you know, that are on the outside of the house. You have to enter a code just to get the spare keys. But, you know, the worst of it was I was coming home on a date. You know, things are going well. And I come over to my house, you know, and I realized, oh my, it's winter too. I realized that the house is locked out and I'm locked out, you know, and I had to break out a window to get into the door, you know. Right. You know, and it's hard to, you know, it's like, no, this really is my house, you know.
Yeah, I promise I live here.
I'm really just breaking into it to get into it. So then I had to like patch the window and stuff, you know, it kind of dampened the mood.
Bet. Everything will be fine. I swear I live here. I promise. This is my place. No, just give me a second. I'll get us in. There we go. All right. Let's go. What? Oh, that's fun. Did you ever go on another date with that person?
Actually, we did. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, good. So it all worked out, right? Yeah, he didn't get locked out of their heart.
Yeah.
All right. Great
good,
song.
Good.
Hey, Vicky, good morning.
Hi, it's Nikki. How are you guys?
Hey, Nikki with an N?
Yep.
Oh, okay, great. Another Nikki.
I love
Look
it. Let's
this.
Go.
So, Nikki, you got locked out. How did it happen?
Yeah, I was coming home from my stepdaughter's softball game, and I had my toddler. He was like 18 months, and we had this double door in order to get into our apartment. So I had all the kid stuff, and I got through the first door, put some stuff in, grabbed something else that was like probably a diaper bag or something, and the main door closed. And so my toddler was like in, and I was out.
Oh, that's terrifying. Oh, no. So,
and then I didn't have my phone on me or anything, so I like panicked. I almost like broke a window like the previous caller, but I was like, okay, I don't want him getting hurt. So I went to a neighbor, and I called my husband, who was already on his way home. So they made it way speedier home.
Yeah.
So I was glad. And then he had a key, so he was able to get in. But it was like total panic.
Did you just play games with the toddler at the glass window the whole time? Like, look at mommy's hands.
Yeah,
100%.
So he was kind of like smiling. And it was just total panic, but just trying to keep him cool. Because he was too short to reach the handle.
Right.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, Nikki, stay right there. So toddler, that's terrifying. That's like, oh my God, what do I do? Okay, now we go to Beth. Hey, Beth, good morning.
Good morning.
You guys got locked out, Beth? What happened?
I did. We were camping with my sister, and she has a nice camper, and we were in a tent. So to be safe, my husband gave me the extra set of keys, and I locked it in my purse. And I said, well, can I use the keys? I have to get a towel to go, you know, take a shower. And I set the keys on the seat, went through all the stuff, got out what I needed, locked everything up, and closed my husband's truck door, only to have both sets of keys locked in the truck on a campsite.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. So did you have to break?
The memories.
Yes.
That nervous laugh to cover all this up. Yeah.
So how'd you get into the car?
Our friends at AAA got there within an hour.
Oh, that's amazing. All right, Beth, so she's still going. Okay, so Beth locks both sets of keys. They were prepared, and then she locked them both in the truck. Nikki locks herself out of the house with the toddler in the house. And then Scott's on a date. Oh, yeah, come on back to my place. It'll be great. And he's locked out. What do you like, Nikki?
Oh, these are all really good. I'm going to go with the camping because both keys and you see them and you're in the wilderness. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Whip?
Yeah, the camping simply because of the... At the recollection of the story.
I love it.
Absolutely. Totally camping keys.
Camping, right? All right, Beth, congratulations.
Hey, thanks so much. It was my birthday yesterday, so thank you.
Oh, happy
my
goodness. Birthday.
That's great. Happy birthday. We've got a family four-pack of passes for you guys to go enjoy the wilderness at the Morton Arboretum.
Yep.
That's great.
Don't give Beth the keys for the car.
No.
Someone else take them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Mix and match, it's an easy game for you. Mix and match, even has a theme song too. Who will you choose? Your head you'll scratch when you play mix and match.
We're going to play a little mix and some match right now. Another T-Swifty edition, please. Welcome to the show, Jenny.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Have you heard us play Mix and Match before, Jenny?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you know the drill. We're going to share a fill in the blank. The four of us will write down our answers. You're going to pick one of us and try to match that answer. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay, good. We've got her chance to win tickets to see Gabriel Iglesias Fluffy live at United Center. Now, gang, here's the question. We're taking it back about an hour and a half. Our 610 text this morning was, people guessing, will a guest show up with Taylor Swift at Soldier Field at any point this weekend? A celebrity guest. And so, gang, I say to you, fill in the blank, the celebrity guest I most hope will show up on stage with Taylor Swift is who?
So that we hope.
We hope.
Okay.
We don't think, we don't know anything. We just hope.
Just this would be our wish list.
Correct.
Yeah.
We hope we'll show up with Taylor Swift. Now, Jenny, have you been trying to win Taylor Swift tickets with us?
No, I've never gotten this far.
Oh, my goodness. Well, here we are. This is fantastic. What do you do for a living, Jenny?
I own a restaurant.
Really? You want to give it a shout out? What's the restaurant?
Windhill Pancake Parlor in McHenry, Illinois.
All right.
I was in McHenry all weekend over by the VFW. Are you near there?
I'm about one block from there, actually.
I might have passed your play. I was there. We had a little baseball tournament there. It was lovely. Everybody there was really beautiful, honestly.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, really great. Really great.
Win?
Well, we won one game, then lost the next two, but at least we won one.
Okay.
This is really hard.
It is tough, right? This question's tough.
I don't like this.
Now, Jenny, I've got everyone's answers locked in, so we are good to go. So, I'm going to ask you who you'd like to match with, and then I'll give you multiple choice, Jenny. So, who would you like to match with today? Chris, Nikki, Whip, or Violetta?
Whip.
Whip, right away, boom. My McHenry boy. Okay, great. So, Jenny, here are your answers. We said, okay, gang, what celebrity guest would you most like to show up on stage with Taylor Swift? I'm happy to share no double answers,
right,
which is a surprise.
Good.
Jenny, did Whip say Britney Spears, Michael Jordan, Patrick Stump of Fall Out Boy, or The Rock?
This is what Whip wrote down?
Exactly right.
Patrick Stump from the Fallout Boy.
Now, one more time. It's what Whip wrote down. Now, I want you to think Whip. I want you to think Chicago sports legacies.
Okay, Michael Jordan.
Yeah!
Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be phenomenal.
That would bring the house down.
That would be awesome.
Right? Well, you know what else is awesome? You just won tickets to see Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias live at United Center. Congratulations, Jenny.
Well, thank you. Have a great day, everyone.
Well, before you go, I know you got a restaurant to run.
Yeah,
but
it's time like, right now.
I got to make the pancakes. Exactly. Jesus. Now, would you want to try to guess everybody else just for fun, Jenny?
Oh, I thought Whip loved the Fallout Boys.
Listen, if we could have 10 choices, right. Patrick Stump might have been on there, but Michael Jordan was just in my mind, you know?
Now,
Violetta,
which?
We had Michael Jordan, we had Patrick Stump, and what were the other two?
And then you had Britney Spears and The Rock. So who said Patrick Stump if it wasn't Whip?
It was you.
That's correct.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
I would have reversed it, honestly. I think Jenny's right. I would have totally guessed it
the other way. Yeah, that makes sense, I think. Now, between Violetta and Nikki, who said Britney Spears?
Violetta.
That's correct.
Yes, girlfriend. Yep.
And that leaves Nikki with The Rock, only because she's hoping The Rock will like walk through the crowd and she'll get to touch him in some way if she gets tickets. That's the
hope.
Me too. Yeah, me too. The Morning Mix Podcast. You got to be careful out there because it is bee season. Bees are coming back for summer. Get ready. You may be attacked by bees. It's happened. It happened at the Indy 500. It happened to Whip in the bleachers at a Cubs game. It happened to me in a creek and on a golf course. We got a text from an 847. Did Chris just say he played ComEd in the creek? I might have said that, and maybe we did. You know what? What kids do is what kids do.
Right.
You know what I mean? We would make sure houses had power. Why not?
Creative.
It's a fun game.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to climb up there. Ah, here we are. What's going to happen? It's the early 90s. Nobody cares.
Yeah, right.
There were bees. You were swarmed by them. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Good morning.
You were playing a little volleyball. You got bump set bees?
Pretty close to it. We were outside. It was an outside court, kind of on a little level surface, and off to one side was a hill. It went down. The ball went down too. So I ran out and went and get it. And as I stepped down and to pick it up, bent down to pick it up, all of a sudden I started, like you, feeling these little stings all over. I got a couple on my leg, on my on my stomach, on my waist.
Ugh.
Arms. I was about, I caught her probably between 10 and 12, 20, 10 and 15 things.
Wow.
That's towards the end.
Now, did you go back and continue to play volleyball?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on. What are you talking about? Yeah, we had playing with the boys on. What do you, I don't know.
Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Kenny Loggins was cranking. I got to get back on that court. What are you talking about? So, Larry, playing volleyball, is attacked by bees. Now we go to Scott. Hey, Scott, good morning.
Good morning. So I was changing the storm screens out of my house, and all of a sudden I hear them, and I felt it, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, and there are, like, more of them. So I'm running across the yard. My neighbors are looking at me, and I'm swinging the storm door, the storm screen, you know, trying to hit these bees like a baseball bat, you know, and as I'm running. So it's probably not one of my finer neighbor moments as well, you know.
Yeah, they're like, what's going on over there?
Oh, my.
Scott, okay? What's with the screen door?
What's he doing?
Oh, he's trying to get the dust out of it? Weird. It's really weird. Did you get stung at all?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I did. Yeah. How many do you remember? Was it a bunch or just like one or two?
It was just a couple. I got other ASAP.
Yeah, exactly. You're like,
running and screaming, yeah.
Oh, my God. Should we help him?
Yeah, just get the hose. All right, let's go to Renee. Hey, Renee, good morning.
Good morning.
What happened with the bees, Renee?
It was my daughter and her stepbrother. They were playing in the backyard, and they were just, you know, having a good old time. She was about 12, and they went over a fallen log in the backyard. They somehow disturbed a nest that was underneath the fallen log, and the bees, like, swarmed the both of them. Oh. They were just screaming, running back to the house. We had to come out and, like, pat them down, take off their clothes.
Yeah.
And she's 23, and she's still traumatized to this day.
Oh, I thought you did it when she was 23. I was like, well, you don't have to take her clothes. She can do it.
No, she's 23 now, but she was about 12 when it happened, and she's still traumatized of any yellow flying object.
Oh, I bet. Sure. She sees a butterfly, and she's like, get the hell out of here. All right, so Renee, the daughter and the stepson, attacked in the yard after the old log. Hey, Linda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're okay. What happened to you? You stepped on it?
I fell into a nest.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I was like 4 years old, and all of my older siblings and cousins were picking wildflowers for our moms, and everybody else was older and bigger, and so they were able to step over this fallen log, but my legs were too short, so I had to step onto it and fell into a wasp or hornet's nest. I had stings everywhere, inside my mouth, inside my ears, all over. And as a result, I would venture to say I have remarkable immunity.
Yeah, I bet. You are actually a superhero. There's a new Marvel movie coming out about Linda. They call her the Bee. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's right.
That's crazy.
Right,
well,
but
Linda,
back in the day, you didn't go to the hospital for stuff like that.
Right.
Sure. So, you know, that's the way we roll.
You just put the Caladryl, the pink stuff.
Whatever,
you're just
pink
covered
chalk.
With pink dots.
Yeah. Take an oatmeal bath. What?
Oh, my God. So I heard somebody else say, you know, truly, it's very true. As a result,
I don't like anything that flies. Butterflies, ladybugs, birds, I don't give it.
Yeah. Thank you for the self-edit. Yeah. I like that.
Those nasty butterflies and those stingers.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
They say there are certain things that you got to remember when you find yourself at the pool.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is your Mix Top 6 rudest things you can do at the pool. Now, this could be your community pool. This could be a hotel pool. This could be Whip's parents' pool.
Yeah, don't
anybody's
be rude.
Pool.
Yeah, don't be rude.
Your mixed top six. In at number 6, this one really goes for the hotels. If you're at a hotel or a motel or a Holiday Inn pool, here's what you got to do. Number 6, not putting your shoes back on when you go back inside the hotel. Wear shoes in a hotel. If you are swimming in the hotel pool, that does not mean that you should traipse through the lobby wet and shoeless. Dry off with a towel, put on your flip-flops, maybe a shirt, some sandals, and protect your feet.
Yeah.
You see that a lot at hotels, you know, people just walking around in their bathing suits. It's often little kids.
Yeah, right. Especially if you go to like a Great Wolf Lodge where that's all it is.
That's
and
true.
Then you get in the elevator and there's just pools of water
everywhere.
That's where people were standing.
You can smell, it's kind of like there's like a radius where the smell of chlorine dissipates into those places. You know what I mean? You'd be up on the fourth floor and you're like, all right, we're still not out of it. Keep going. We're too close to the nucleus. Get out. It can happen. And at number 5, your mixed top 6 rudest things you can do at the pool. Leaving your kids or your pets unsupervised. Remember, a lifeguard, if there is a lifeguard, they're not a babysitter.
Right.
You're still responsible for your kids' behavior and for their safety, so keep an eye on them, especially at a crowded swimming pool in the summertime. Parental supervision should be constant. The same goes for your dog if you're at a pet-friendly pool, which I have never been at.
No.
Only Montrose Beach
only
here.
Only beach, yeah.
Okay. In at number 4, the rudest things you can do at the pool. Hogging lounge chairs.
Oh, yeah.
This is according to Huffington Post. Do not get up at the crack of dawn, go to the pool deck, and spread out a bunch of towels, some books, some floaties, and then disappear until 2 in the afternoon.
Seriously, this is so, so bad.
So we were at the Kalahari last summer in Wisconsin Dells, oddly enough, and they have an outdoor area and an indoor area, and by 8 a.m., that outdoor area was just covered in stuff.
Yeah. Right.
It's crazy.
And
the pool didn't even open until like 9.
No one's sitting there.
That's
the whole day.
They're never there.
There has to be like a time limitation where you're like, okay, no one sat in this for like 30 minutes. I'm allowed to sit here.
Yeah.
It's like the it's like a parking ticket, like the police chalk.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they put the chalk on there, and if you have not been back to that towel, it's out.
The other part of that is then at the end of the day, a lot of people leave, but they leave their towels. So then you're like, is this an open chair or is this someone's, I don't know. Number 3, the rudest things that you can do at the pool, bringing in glassware.
Mm-hmm.
All caps, do not. Bring glass anything to the pool area.
Yeah.
What, were you raised by wolves?
Seriously.
It's not rudeness. This is also a massive safety hazard.
Totally.
They're going to have to shut down the whole pool.
The whole pool. There's nothing worse than broken glass in a pool because you can't see it.
Right.
Until there's blood.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
True.
In at number 2, the rudest things you can do at the pool. Using the pool as a toilet.
Oh, no.
This isn't number 1?
No, it's a number 2, which is worse.
Right.
Yeah, which one are they
Maybe
talking
it's
about?
Both. We didn't get to number 1 yet.
Related to health and hygiene, remember, there are bathrooms nearby for a reason. They're there to be used. This rule applies not only to children, but also adults.
You know when you can kind of see someone in the wave pool that has gone off to the sidewall? Mm-hmm. You're like, they're really concentrated on standing there.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what they're doing.
Their eyes are kind of looking in the distance, sort of glazed over.
Like,
you can tell they're really concentrating on something.
And they're yay deep. They're like, just deep enough.
And then they immediately, all of a sudden, they come back and they run away.
Yeah.
Like, what just happened over there?
Yeah.
We know.
They also recommend if you are with a child who's got on a swim diaper, check that thing every half hour.
Yeah.
Regularly.
Make sure you're checking that thing and give all kids bathroom breaks. Remind the older kids even, hey guys, make sure you're using the bathroom. The pool ain't the bathroom. Don't go into the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And in at number 1, you thought it was going to be peeing in the pool, but it's worse. Number 1, the rudest thing you can do at the pool, show up with a contagious disease. Number 1.
100%.
You guys. Don't use a public pool if you've got a contagious condition. For example, foot and toenail fungus.
Mm-hmm.
Be mindful if you have an open wound.
Oh, my.
I, no joke, have been to a pool where I saw a sign that said, if you have had diarrhea in the last 24 hours.
I think they all say
they
that
all
now.
Do now.
I swear, I think that's common. I'm not even joking.
Get out.
Yeah.
Get out until you're back to solids, baby.
Right?
We don't need you in here.
Got to spell it really out for some people, you know?
The chlorine can only kill so much.
Now, Whip, at your parents' house, they have a pool. Yes. And you know, you say you bring the kids there a lot. Do they have a set of rules posted at all anywhere, or are there any kind of fun ones?
No rules, but I think that just going to the bathroom in the house, or we will accept in the bushes, is just accepted policy.
As long as it's not in the pool, we're good.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
I get that.
So, and actually, the more we see the boys going to the bushes to go to the bathroom, the more relieved we are.
Yeah.
Because at least we know they're probably not going
less
in the pool.
Less in the pool.
Yeah. And the more relieved they are.
Well, they're very relieved. You know what I mean? Yeah, everyone's relieved. They feel great afterwards.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
The third season of The Kardashians premiered, and I know you guys wanted to watch it, and then you missed it because you were busy, and you're kicking yourself because you don't know what happened. Oh. I'm here to give you the big takeaways.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Oh, I know.
Man. We are out of time.
No. So Khloe Kardashian revealed her son's name finally. It's Tatum. Cool.
Oh.
Kim cried over her struggles with her ex-husband, Kanye West. She says, one day I wish I could just blurt everything out the way he does, but I can't because I'm protecting my kids. And lastly, Kourtney Kardashian has announced that her and hubby Travis Barker are officially done with their IVF journey. They've been trying for a baby together for a little bit of time, and they're giving that a big old break and officially done. You're all caught up. That wasn't too bad.
No, that was great. I feel satisfied.
They should do that as every show.
Yeah. next up, there is a new earworm on TikTok. That's a hard word to say. And it's going viral. It's called Let's Go to Trader Joe's. And it might be everyone's new favorite grocery store anthem. So two brothers, Dana and Aldean McWayne, sing this. And they're basically saying that love can bloom anywhere. The 21-second clip that was posted by them has over 7 million views. Here's a taste.
Let's go to Trader Joe's.
You're as sweet as lemon tea.
Oh!
You're mushy like pumpkin pie. In my bag like grocery. Meet me in the yogurt aisle.
It's so weird.
Do they play music in Trader Joe's?
I think so.
Even if they don't, if there's a cafe next door to Trader Joe's, that would be on in it.
Yeah, I like a lot.
Totally.
The vibe of it.
Everyone's leaning into it. They're also doing their like Trader Joe halls with that as the background music.
Wow.
And everyone's loving it right now.
Did they ever say Trader Joe's, though?
I think at the beginning.
There it was. Okay, there you go.
Come on, Chris.
Answer that right away.
All right, sorry.
You were so excited.
I was like, I processed everything that was happening there,
and you couldn't remember.
Sorry.
You're as sweet as lemon tea or something.
I guess so.
And we also all love Taylor Swift. Her being in town this weekend is by far the biggest thing happening in Chicago. You can win your tickets right here on The Mix all day long. You can qualify. There are other things happening, though, in the world and in Chicago. We have the Chicago Loop Secret Food Tour starting today.
Ooh.
Can't give you a lot of details because it is secret, but it's going to be in the West Loop, and it's going to have a lot of Chicago favorites, and you can go to their website and figure that all out. Also, kicking off this week, we have Chicago's Humanities Fest. So that's actually starting tomorrow. It's an annual event that's held here. It's covering a lot of different days, a lot of different locations, a lot of different speakers. And a couple of the people that are going to be there are Rainn Wilson and Andy Cohen.
Hmm. Oh, wow. Rainn was just here like 3 weeks ago for the Office Festival at Navy Pier.
And I'm sure they're like, we'll come on those days right before Taylor's in town.
That's fine.
That's a good point.
And that's your Flash Briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.